Shark Funk. Flying over the Mediterranean, an LL Airliner, headed for Tel Aviv. There are 200 odd passengers aboard the airplane. Somewhere over the Mediterranean, a young woman, late 20s, early 30s, about Palestine, he spits into the microphone, and the veins stand out on his neck. Yitzhak Shamir, R.Y. Yitzhak Shamir, I want sex with Yitzhak Shamir. This airplane landed at the nearest airport.
You?
And the police came, and they escorted her off the plane. In one hand, she was carrying her clothes, and in the other hand, she was carrying a small plastic bag with $20,000. Who is the crazy one here? It's hard to tell at times, don't you think? In the summer of 1988, then President Ronald Reagan was campaigning for his successor, George Bush. And he was speaking, and about three quarters of the way through a speech, a gentleman stood up towards the back. Balding man in his mid-50s, dressed neatly but casually. Imagine the guy that you would want to be your coach of your little league baseball team, right? Or the guy who runs your gasoline station. That's what he looked like. He stood up there towards the back of the audience, and he pointed to Ronald Reagan, and he says, "Mr. President, tell them about the mind control machines. Tell them to turn off the mind control machines." And he said this so many times and so loud that Ronald Reagan heard him. Stop the speech and lean into the microphone and says, "Sir, obviously you feel very deeply about what you're saying, but why do you have to subject all these other people to it? Who is the crazy one here?" Restaurant, and he threw money at the people in the restaurant, $1,132, including $15.50 and $1,100. Two teenage girls and the owner of the restaurant picked the money up and tried to give it back to the man, being honest citizens that they were, but he wouldn't take it. He says, I've met Jesus on the street. To the Olympia police. Who is is a crazy one here.
Thank you. beyond today.
Thank you.